There's a decision that you have to make every day. Who are you going to listen to and who are you going to obey? I know in my mind, I can come up with strategies. I can come up with plans. And I can plot things out and even make a calendar that is months long of duties and responsibilities. But it's limited. It's just purely limited by my mind and the capacity of my mind and heart. It's also limited by the amount of sin that's in me. That's the same for you. You are limited by your sin. You are limited by the capacity of your heart and mind. And yet, you've been created for wonderful works of God. And here's the truth. You cannot figure those things out on your own. They can only be revealed to you by God Himself. When you enter into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, God gives you His Holy Spirit as a seal of promise. And as you receive Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit is a conduit bringing God's revelation to you. God will show you what righteousness is. It's something that you can't even comprehend, but God will show you what justice is. You can't make up your life. Well, actually, you can. But it would be yours, and it would be less than you were created for. You see, God, if you will be still, will reveal to you your purpose for today and your purpose for a lifetime. But you must be still. You must seek only God, and as God reveals His thoughts to you, you must be obedient to God. Now here's the truth. You can be obedient to yourself. You can be obedient to the callings of this world, or you can be obedient to God today. This is what it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, starting with verse 6, going through chapter 56, verses 1 and 2. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so my word will be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord, for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. Thus says the Lord, preserve justice and do righteousness. For my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. How blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. When God speaks to you, he reveals to you his righteousness. And as he reveals his righteousness, you become aware of your sin, not to be punished, but to be redeemed. So begin your day by being redeemed today. Let God grant you an abundance of forgiveness. And as you receive God's redemption, you will receive his thoughts and his word. You will see his righteousness, and you will see your purpose for today. Father, thank you for your child, that you love them so much that you give them your righteousness and your thoughts. And now let your child embrace them, hold them close, and be obedient to you. Amen.